Detweiler, and I invite you to come and join me as we take a pause in our busy day and pursue soul care, as we allow our bodies to slow down and our minds to be renewed with goodness, truth, and hope. This is PRN. Pause, renew, next. Hello, friends. Welcome. However you're arriving here today, I'm so glad that you're here. We often start these reflection episodes with some kind of slowdown or centering practice, and today's is going to be really simple. We're just going to take a pause. You know, our days can get so full, we can go from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, and we don't often take a pause. So right now, let's do that together. Let's just notice what's happening in your body, what's happening in your mind, what's happening in your emotions. You may want to check in on your body and see if it needs anything. If you have a lot of energy, anxiety, anger built up, it may need somewhere to go, or you may need to help yourself regulate. You can take some deep breaths. You can do a good stretch. You can shake it out. Notice what your body needs and do that now if you're able. And conversely, if you're feeling lethargic, if you're feeling numb or sad or exhausted, notice what your body needs with that. Maybe you need to take a few jumps. Maybe you need to dance around the room for a minute and get some energy again. Maybe you need to do none of the above, and you can just sit here for a minute and just notice whatever is going on inside of you. Lord, we thank you for pauses in the middle of our day. I pray now as we begin that we do some good renewal time before we move on with what comes next in our day. This season, we've been talking about being a human in process. And as we're now coming to the end of season 7, I want to leave you with some final thoughts about what it means to be in process. Most of what I have to share today will be things that you already know, but knowing and applying are two different things. I hope that this episode helps you to shift perspective on yourself and others, applying a new lens to different areas of your process, and ultimately to be able to see, receive, and give more grace. First, let me start by defining what I mean by in process. What I mean is that you and I are not problems to be fixed. We are people to be loved. We're not unqualified because we're not yet experts. We're not one step away from being the best version of ourselves. We're on a journey of transformation. And that journey is lifelong. It doesn't end until this body shuts down and we're resurrected. And even then, I'm sure we'll be in some new kind of process of growth, because that's how God made us. We're not stagnant creatures destined to be stuck. We're always growing, changing, transforming, and learning. Dallas Willard says, "You are an unceasing spiritual being with an eternal destiny in God's great universe. That's the most important thing for you to know about you." The reason I wanted to focus on the concept of being in process this year is because I realized I wasn't believing and living like that was true. You know, our culture does not make room for being in process. Instead, we're treated and marketed to as if we have not yet arrived. Just take this supplement, or do this workout, or lose this amount of weight, and you'll feel like a new you. Do this spiritual practice, and you can have an incredible life with God. You get the gist. Watch the influencers, the commercials, the messaging. It's there. You've not yet arrived, but you could. I saw this clearly in my counseling practice as well. Not my specific counseling practice, but the therapy world in general. Use this technique and you will see results in your clients. Do this trauma work and you'll see miraculous healing. Insurance companies and EAPs make it manageable and numerical. Write the goals for counseling and in this number of sessions, bring about transformation in your clients. As if people can be magically healed and transformed in 3 to 6 sessions. No. After 18 years of counseling, I can say that I am blessed to see transformations happen in people's lives. And it's amazing to see insights and epiphanies happen. But true change is often gradual. And those transformations don't magically end when people leave counseling. They will continue to happen their whole lives. I just get to be blessed to be a part of some of it. This became really evident to me a few weeks ago when I was cleaning out old files at work. Thinking about looking through those files, remembering faces, names, and stories, I have a couple of thoughts. I wonder where those people are now, where their stories have led. Where are they in their process? Because their process didn't end just because they finished counseling, it continued. But the other sobering thought I had while looking through the files was about myself. I found myself holding a lot of judgment for the counselor that I was then. How little I knew. How much better I could have done with those clients if given a second chance with the wisdom and techniques I now have that I didn't yet have then. That's the thing, isn't it? Shame and judgment are the things that make us stuck in our own human process. The voice that says, you could have been better. You could be better. It's why the marketing themes work on us. All of us. We all know that we have not yet arrived. But when I give myself grace, I can say to myself, I did the best I could do then with what I knew then. I was privileged to be a part of their lives and to get to listen and hold space with them. That was what was most important. And 10 years from now, looking back at my files from my current therapy practice, I'll probably be doing the same thing. Because 10 years from now, I'll have more wisdom and more techniques. And I'll still be in process then too. So today, as I reflect on season 7, I want to spend some time exploring and reviewing themes that we've talked about related to being in process. Themes of healing, of rupture and repair, of learning, of experiencing emotions, and of attachment. Let's start with healing. Humans are fragile and we are resilient. We get hurt and we're capable of great measures of healing. But healing is not linear. And it's not a one-time event. It too is a process. We don't like pain, but to be a human means that we will experience pain. Our world says to make it go away, to numb it out, or to find the quickest route back to strength and health. But both in our physical bodies, as well as in our hearts, minds, and souls, healing is a journey of care and grace. Hilary McBride, in her book Holy Hurt, says, we have defined healing as something going away. Instead, healing is the ability to attend to whatever is hurting, to turn toward where the injuries are, and patiently, with courage and clarity, let them be loved, and eventually to love them ourselves. What a beautiful and far more grace-filled way of thinking about healing. Allowing ourselves time and space to attend to what's hurting, and allow the injuries to be loved and cared for. Giving them space to heal. So friend, in the areas you find yourself healing in your journey, I hope you'll sprinkle on some grace and care. And that brings us to the theme of rupture and repair. Being a human in process means that you are constantly making and experiencing ruptures, places of disconnection in your relationship with others and with yourself. You'll inevitably run into many places of ruptures today. Moments of miscommunication, words spoken in anger, passive-aggressive communication, etc., etc., etc. Even if you spend the whole day alone and never see another human, you'll still experience ruptures with yourself. I doubt you could go a whole day and not have a ruptured thought against yourself, a moment of shame, of self-condemnation, of judgment towards yourself or someone else. We humans are rupture makers. But we're also capable of repair. We long for restoration. Being a human in process means experiencing ruptures and also seeking repair over and over and over again. We could think of that as a sentence, or we could think of that as a gift. As followers of Christ, I think it's a gift. In Isaiah 58, while talking about the people of Israel, who could seek God's face and care for those around them, the Lord says, you will be called repairers of broken walls. I love that. I want to be a repairer of broken walls. And Paul in the New Testament calls followers of Christ to be in the ministry of reconciliation. Both of those, being in the ministry of reconciliation and being a repairer of broken walls, sound a lot like the business of repair to me. And we follow and learn from Jesus, who has done the ultimate repair work through his death and resurrection, offering forgiveness and reconciliation with himself and the Father. It's a messy and painful business, repair work. But the more we practice, the better we get at recognizing the ruptures and learning to work towards repair with ourselves and others. And that leads me to the theme of emotions. As I talked about earlier in the season, lovely emotions and more difficult emotions are destined to show up. All are welcome. Grief, fear, and anger all serve purposes in our lives and will come and go like waves throughout our lifetimes. Joy, surprise, delight, these emotions will also arise. All emotions ebb and flow. That's what it means to be a human, and all are welcome. And that leads me to talk about our spiritual journeys. Being a human in process means that although God's love towards you is constant, you may go through seasons where your prayer life or your worship experience looks different. How we experience the Lord's presence and His Word can also feel different depending on what is going on in us and around us. I really appreciate the Psalms as a template for understanding this. And last fall in the podcast, we talked about Walter Brueggemann's ideas of worship and the Psalms. That when we're in a season of health and prosperity, our worship and prayers may be of orientation. But when we're in a season of lament, our prayers may be of disorientation. Both are okay, as evidenced by David's worship in the Psalms. Being a human in process means that our praise can be honest. We are free to bring both the good and the bad before the Lord. Your praise doesn't have to be cleaned and dressed up and faked. Grace is available in the joy and also in the anger and the despair. And friends, just a couple of weeks ago, we talked about learning, about curiosity. Being a human in process means that we're always learning. If you're not, ask yourself where you got stuck. Go chase the curiosity. And learning inevitably brings frustration. The space between not knowing and knowing is the learning space. And it's frustrating. Notice the places of frustration in your process. Keep seeking and asking the questions. They're leading you towards growth. Friends, learning is a human gift and part of our ongoing process. And more than anything, if I could leave you this season with an idea of what it means to be a healthy human in process, I would say that you're not meant to do it alone. We are all in process, and we're all made for community. A couple of years ago, I talked in depth about attachment, and there's a principle here related to attachment that I want to leave you with. You know, those with insecure attachment styles have learned that others cannot be trusted, and they've got to go about getting their needs met on their own. There are a couple of different ways this happens, either by being hyper-independent and not relying enough on others, or by working way too hard to make others care about us because we're afraid they won't be there for us in the end. And all of us, in our unhealthy moments, and depending on the amount of trauma and adverse childhood experiences that we've been through, can really lean to one side or the other of that pendulum. But you know, secure attachment looks different. It means having autonomy and also a healthy interdependence on others. Children with secure attachment in their relationship with their parents feel free to try new things, make mistakes, and try again. They feel free to explore, knowing their parent is not too far away and that they can find them if they need them, and that their parent will help them when they can't do it on their own. Friend, if I could offer you a bucket full of grace, it would be to think of your own process, your own growth journey, to be like that. You're going to explore and also get lost sometimes. You're going to create and also destroy sometimes. You're going to fail and also succeed. You're going to make mistakes and also hit the nail on the head sometimes. You're going to be curious, get frustrated, and then finally learn, only to start the process over again. You're going to get injured and then need to have space and care to heal. You're going to sin and then enter into repentance. You're going to create ruptures and also do beautiful repair work. And all the while, like a securely attached child with their parent, remember that the Lord is with you. He is your safe base that you can come running back to when you're exploring and get lost, when you're injured and need care, when you're ruptured and need repair, when you have questions and are seeking answers. He is a good father, the best, the most secure. And as Paul says in Philippians 1:6, I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work among you will complete it by the day of Christ Jesus. What has been started in you will continue because you're in process. Stay close to Christ and to others in your community as you journey on. And I hope, if anything today, that you can see your own process and those around you with a little less judgment and a little more grace. Well, friends, next week you can look forward to a guest episode. It will be our last episode of the season, so I hope that you'll check that out. And then I'll be taking a break for summer vacation because my oldest child is getting ready to graduate, and I will be home with children all summer long, and that makes it awfully hard to podcast. But Lord willing, just like always, at the end of the summer or the beginning of fall, I'll be back again with season 8. Well, today I want to close out and leave you, before you move on with what comes next in your day, with a benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jenny Detweiler with PRN. Pause, renew, next. May you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus.